everybody, Jason Shadrick here with PremierGuitar.com, and we're on the bus with the legendary Johnny Winter, and he is going to walk us through some of the very legendary guitars that you might have that you take out on the road with you. So, Johnny, thank you a lot for taking the time to talk to us.
Sure, just thought it'd be fun. I like talking about my guitars.
That's good. So, tell me about this first one you have in here, the Laser, and what you like about it, and what makes this kind of your main guitar from night to night.
It's really a great guitar. It doesn't get out of tune. It's got a really nice trebly sound. I always like the way the Fenders sound and the way the Gibson's played, and it plays like a Gibson. It's got a nice thin neck, but it sounds more trebly than most Gibsons do. Mm-hmm. It's not really like a Fender. It's got its own original sound that doesn't, no other guitar really sounds like it. But I got it in Austin, Texas. Mark Earlwine in Austin makes them. And I started using it on my first Alligator record. I was using my Firebird, and the bass player, Johnny B, knocked the Firebird off and tore it all up, and I had the Laser and hadn't used it, so I started using it and used it ever since. So I really loved the way it sounded.
Is it pretty stock? You haven't modified it at all, or is this kind of...
No, it's just the way it came. It's perfect the way it came. I didn't need to change anything about it.
Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about how the picks and strings that you use on this guitar.
I use a Fender thumb pick that I used to use Gibsons, but we couldn't find a Gibson. The Fenders are just as good. It's just I've always played with a thumb pick. I can't play with a flat pick at all. Mm-hmm.
Is that you've been doing that since you were a kid and first started?
So I was about 12. I started using the thumb pick. My first guitar teacher played a lot of Chet Atkins stuff, and he used the thumb pick. So I just started doing it because he did. And I like Chet Atkins. I like to play the stuff that where you play the rhythm with your thumb and the melody with your finger. And I still do a lot of that in the blues stuff I do.
Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about the slide you're using. They told me this is a slide you've had for a long time.
Well, a long time. It's made out of a piece of drum hardware. Got SIR Studio Instrument Rentals in New York made it for me, and I've been using that for years. Mm-hmm. Before that, I had a piece of pipe that wasn't near as good. It rusted. I had to clean it off with steel wool before I played it every night, and it just wasn't near as good, and this one doesn't rust on the outside.
And you've been holding on to that for a long time, huh?
Years and years. Well, the Dunlap makes them now, and they're exactly the same. You can't tell the difference. Mm-hmm. But I've still got the same one that's made out of drum hardware. But the new ones are just as good.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's take a look at your other more famous guitar, the Firebird.
Well, there's a guy from St. Louis, Ed Selig, that went around to festivals selling old guitars to rock and roll people. And I originally liked it because it looked so different. And when I tried playing it, though, it played great and sounded really cool. So I've got a whole bunch of them. I got 6 or 8 Firebirds. They're all different colors, but this is the first one I got. It's a 64 Firebird. Mm-hmm. And this is still my favorite.
What is it about this one as opposed to the other ones that you just really like the sound or the feel?
I like the sound. It just sounds cooler. All of them sound different. Each one sounds a little different, and it's just the coolest one. Mm-hmm. I got a white one. The pickups are a little bad. They're a little microphonic. It looks cooler, but it doesn't sound as good.
And then I noticed the bridge on this guitar isn't the original bridge. So do you remember why you switched that out?
I think Ed switched it out before I bought it.
Oh, okay. And then what use this mainly for slide?
All
slide. So what tuning do you use on this one?
Open D, tuned down to D. I play in open G sometimes too, but not on the tour. I've recorded a lot of songs in open A or open G. Mm-hmm.
And it's great to know that even though this is a rare vintage guitar, you still take it out on the road and play it every night.
Yeah, the neck's been broken a bunch of times. We keep fixing it.
Mm-hmm. And then from your guitar, you go out to what amp are you using nowadays? A Music Man?
Music Man 410s, 120 watt.
Mm-hmm. And that one, where'd you first learn about the Music Man amps and who hipped you to those?
Buddy's guitar player, Bob Margolin, was using one. I loved the way his sounded. I was using Fender Twins before that, but I liked the Music Man better, so I bought a couple of them. Mm-hmm. I've been using since about 77 or 78.
And your guitar player, Paul, mentioned that you have some specific settings on that amp as far as the treble and the bass. So how do you adjust
them? Bass, no middle, no all treble.
So treble all the way up and bass all the way down.
Bass all the way down, no middle.
And you use one pedal and you have it on all night. So tell me a little bit about that pedal.
It's a chorus, Boss chorus pedal.
Mm-hmm. And what makes you want to, what does that pedal give you that you just keep it on?
A little fuller, it has a little depth.
Paul also mentioned you had a very good B.B. King story that we wanted to share with us.
Well, I met B.B. when I was 17 at a black club in Beaumont called The Raven, and we heard he was going to be there on the local radio station, and went down to see him. I'd always loved B.B., and I really wanted him to hear me play. Plus, I'd never played for a black audience before, and I wanted to see what they would think of me, you know, and B.B. didn't know if I could play or not. He had no idea whether I could play. We were the only white people there, so he said he thought we were from the IRS, had been having tax problems. He thought we were coming to try to collect his taxes. So I think he was just so glad that we weren't, that he didn't care whether I could play or not. So he let me play, and it went over real well. Mm-hmm. I played his guitar, but I didn't bring my guitar with me, of course.
Excellent. Well, Johnny, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about your guitars and your amp, and good luck with the tour.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
This is Jason Shadrick with PremierGuitar.com.